Horn sounds, they've all started together, and they're around their top barrels getting around. The barrels are standing as they head to the track there. Oh, we got a barrel down on the track on the inside with the Mike Cook team. John Stott doing the driving, saving himself. He did a good job. Good driving there, Johnny. And out in the front end, he is right now with the Mike Cook team and Element Air Design running three wide. We have Dale Young with the Calgary Flames Ambassadors on the tarp coming out of that second turn. Boy, they're strong running. They're fast. Tracy Stott back in third, only by a length or two. Wrangler locating at a Drayton Valley as they head down the backstretch. John Stott driving for Mike Cook and the Element Hair Design here at a Viking in the lead by just a couple of horse lengths now as Dale Young powers up around the outside with the Calgary Flames Ambassadors. They're on a power play as they move around the third, heading to the fourth. Back in third, we're going to have Tracy Stott with the Wrangler locating at a Drayton Valley. She's got a lot of finish. She's going to close up the gap as they come around that fourth and final turn down the home stretch drive. Looks like the Mike Cook team barely in the lead. Dale Young and the Calgary Flames Ambassadors on the outside. And Tracy Stott coming up the middle. Oh, look at that. The Wrangler locating at a Drayton Valley. Very close. Third place finish. Boy, that what a tight heat coming across the line for heat number 8.
Well, I did it. I went and jinxed John, who snowplowed his bottom barrel, unfortunately. He made it off the top barrel. It was wiggling. He bumped it. It didn't quite fall, and then he snowplowed the second barrel. So he's going to have a bunch of penalty trouble in that one. Tracy ends up finishing third in that heat, and looks like Dale Young, friends of the Calgary Flames Ambassadors, picking up a win there. So this is going to make things very, very interesting in the overall, because John had about a 2.5-second lead, but takes that 5-second barrel penalty. Tracy was right behind him, but then don't forget, Adam Waldner's got the top time on the day so far with the incredible run that he had earlier this afternoon, coming in at 77-21. So is that going to be enough to catapult Adam from third into first? This is going to be a really interesting finish, folks. We're going to have run times for you and the overalls in just a moment. You're listening to APCCA Chuckwagon Racing on Country 106.